Hey, Prime members, you can listen to the Drew Barrymore Show podcast ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the app today.
This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Please welcome Drew Barrymore and Ross Matthews.
I love your earrings, Drew. Look, they say Drew on them. How cute is that? So no one can steal those.
It's true, and we're doing a fun Y2K thing with the girls 5 Eva cast, and yeah. So I put on these earrings because I thought these are so Y2K.
They're so Y2K. Yeah.
Shall we news it?
Let's news it, Barrymore.
All right, first up, People reports that Cillian Murphy, the phenomenal actor who portrayed Oppenheimer as well as Peaky Blinders, all the Batman movies, he's had a very illustrious long career, but he is up for Best Actor for Academy Awards. He's been winning everything. He's superb. And he revealed that to decompress after filming Oppenheimer, which was extremely heavy, he ate cheese.
Isn't, well.
And so in honor, he decompressed by making himself feel better with cheese. And he ate a lot of good cheese. I assume that's like a brie, a blue, you know. But he also liked a good cheddar.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, you know what? Gouda for him.
Right?
Well done.
Yeah. Uh-huh. I mean, I can always get down with cheese. Anything cheese. You know what I really like right now?
What?
I get these little cups of cottage cheese and I have turned into a middle-aged woman.
Well, things you didn't know you'd learn today. Isn't that fun? I'm happy
so
for you.
So get yourself a cup of cottage cheese and tell me if you like
it. Don't dare me. She can party. Okay, hold on. That means me with mail. Ready? 1, 2, 3. Thank you so much.
Is that a magic lamp hand?
Yeah. Oh. Yes, it is. I actually know what this is about.
You do? What is it about,
well,
Rossi?
Well, I'm going to speak for everyone when I
see you're rubbing it.
Yeah, I am rubbing it. Thank you for noticing. I think we can all agree that it is a shame that my career as a Broadway star never materialized, right? But I've never been on Broadway. And did you know that the Broadway musical Aladdin is celebrating 10 years on Broadway? And so, I wonder everybody at home in our studio audience here, if I rub this lamp and make a wish that maybe I could appear in Aladdin on Broadway. You guys wanna try it?
Everyone. Yeah.
Let's all say, Ross on Broadway in Aladdin.
Ross on Broadway in Aladdin. Ross on Broadway in Aladdin.
OMG, Drew, it totally worked. I'm here on 42nd Street, right outside the theater where they do Aladdin the musical. And tonight, Ross Matthews is making his Broadway debut, which means I have to go inside and rehearse. Come on, let's do it. Oh my gosh. This right now, this is when I start getting nervous. Look at that. This is a whole lot of Aladdin. I'm Ross, nice to meet you. Tonight I'm gonna be on that stage and my Broadway career is going to begin.
Yes.
I honestly need to be whipped into shape. Can you help?
Whipped into shape is what I do. Yeah, let's get you up on stage
okay, great.
First.
So you're my co-stars tonight. Okay, great. You're gonna have to support me, okay, because this is a first. But I couldn't think of a better place to do it than here at the New Amsterdam Theater and the show Aladdin, because Aladdin's all about wishes coming true. You know what I mean?
Did somebody say wish? Ross Matthews! OMG, welcome. Welcome to Broadway. You're a Broadway doll, honey, yes.
Now, it takes a Broadway doll to know a Broadway doll. You have been doing this show as the iconic Genie for how long?
Oh my gosh, well, I've been a part of it since the beginning. So at this point now, like 8 years, which has been insane.
Oh my gosh.
And I'm a hashtag theater nerd from way back in the day. And it has always been my dream to be on a Broadway stage, in my light, you know, in the glitter of it all.
Yes, you even found the light.
I found the light.
Well, you gotta show me how to find the light?
Well, it's more of a light. It's like a, oh my God!
You know what I mean? Like, I can do that. Yeah, ready? Ready? Can I borrow the hat?
Yeah,
okay,
here we go.
2, 3. Oh my God! Yeah. Am I a natural?
You're obviously a natural. This is why you're gonna be on Broadway tonight.
Oh, by the way, side note, I can't dance. Problem? All right, I guess we'll need another wish. How many wishes you got in that lamp? Okay, let's do this. I have lines.
You have lines.
And I have to memorize these lines. Gee, there's feet involved,
gotcha,
too.
Gotcha.
Okay. Yeah, we'll work on it.
Okay. Great, great, great.
Yeah. I just want to tell my friend something. That's not going to happen.
Wild applause for Ross Matthews, and you're finished.
Broadway!
Okay, it's showtime. It's showtime. I gotta go do this. Now's the moment. Wish me luck.
Our very special guest tonight, co-host of the Drew Barrymore Show, the fabulous Ross Matthews! It's a brand new washer and dryer.
Oh, well now we can turn our dingy laundry into a 1001 Arabian white. But now what's behind curtain number two?
Oh, it's a year supply of Baba Ganoush, brought to you by Alibaba Ganoush.
Well, it's all the ganoush, you need to know.
Oh.
And finally, what's behind curtain number three?
It's a brand new pyramid.
Well, now you and King Tut finally have something in Tutankhamun.
You ain't never had a fit like. Never had a friend like, never had a friend like me.
That's what it's like to become a Broadway star overnight. I think they call it a sensation. Do you hear that, guys? Do you hear it? Tony buzz. Tony buzz, I'm gonna be a Tony winner. That was the most fun ever. Thank you, Aladdin. Wishes really do come true. Yeah! I'll always remember it. So thank you, everybody at Aladdin, for making my wish come true. And congratulations on 10 years.
Well, and for you performing, too, we're going to hang out with the girls from Girls 5 Eva after this.
Whoa.
So we'll be right back.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Every day, our world gets a little more connected, but a little further apart. But then, there are moments that remind us to be more human.
Thank you for calling Amica Insurance.
Hey, I was just in an accident.
Don't worry, we'll get you taken care of.
At Amica, We understand that looking out for each other isn't new or groundbreaking. It's human. Amica, empathy is our best policy.
Four extraordinary women who have come together to form the ultimate 90s girl band in the Netflix series Girls 5 Eva on season 3. By the way, they were here like season 1. Take a look.
Senator, you're not the boss of what we sing.
I think he is. $10,000 watch, the calluses of a chronic golfer, and that photo.
Oh my gosh.
Are you with The Shining?
Oh, close. That's my granddaddy, Charles Senior Senior. My family bought this place in the 60s to keep it from becoming a filthy pool hall. It was an overreaction to seeing The Music Man.
So, Cougar covers. Wonderful.
Please welcome Renee, Elise Goldsberry, Sarah Bareilles, Busy Phillips, and Paula Cole.
I sure did.
Oh my gosh, you guys, we're back together.
We're back.
Yes.
It's been so long.
You guys, I love you. I'm also really, really loving your style choices.
Thank you.
I mean, you're.
I feel like I don't belong.
What? Oh.
Get out of here.
But it's glitter. It's silver.
But look,
silver.
I feel
sequins.
Like you and I.
I feel
like we look like we're going to the same party.
We do.
And Sarah, I covet. Yeah, no, great, perfect.
Music stopped again.
Yeah, oh, shoot. I covet that jacket. Busy,
I know.
You look sexy.
Thank you. I wore this for you.
I am so into it. And Paula, you look stunning, by the way.
Thank you.
And I really love your hair this long.
Thanks, I grew it out. Let's hear it for the great.
Yes!
People spend thousands of dollars trying to get a gray color, and I'm like, God is my colorist, everyone.
Okay, now you guys were a Y2K band in the show, so we got some Y2K themed questions, which is why I wore these earrings.
I was noticing that.
Are you ready to let some Y2K personal pop culture rip?
Come.
Paula, I'm gonna, no, you stay there. Paula, I'm gonna, may I slap this on your wrist?
Does it hurt?
No, it doesn't hurt.
Slap it.
Oh, yes, I love it.
Love it.
Ooh. There we go.
Yeah.
All right. Paula, you go first.
Who was your biggest celebrity crush in Y2K? I would say my biggest crushes then were all those Lilith Fair ladies.
Mm-hmm.
Being a gay woman, I would say like the Indigo Girls and Melissa Etheridge and all those people. Those are the ones that I would go to every concert and just be like, oh my God.
Sarah McLachlan.
Yeah. Oh, Tracy Chapman.
Oh my God.
Tracy Chapman. I can't even tell you how in love. I have never not been in love with Tracy Chapman.
What was your question, Busy?
Because mine is insane. It is do your best impression of the AOL dial-up sound,
which I know so well. Okay, ready?
Do it. What's your snap bracelet? What are they called?
Slap bracelet.
Slappy. Okay, what Y2K music video would you have requested on TRL?
Ooh.
It would have been Oops, I Did It Again by Britney Spears.
Yeah. Yes. That's the high school.
I feel like, no, that's the live in my heart. I don't know what it does after that, but I know this part. I was very obsessed with the cat suit. I loved Britney Spears. I really did.
Yeah, and you can love her.
And I love her. I do love her. Yeah.
Okay, Renee.
Okay.
What advice would present day you give to Y2K you?
Oh.
Renee. Your dreams have not yet come true. But one day, Drew Barrymore will have a show. And you will be on it with three of your best friends. Oh.
And here we are.
Well, that is perfect. We're gonna jump to a quick commercial break, and then after the break, Girls 5 Eva is gonna reveal some very unique first jobs that they had. Oh, I'm here for this. We'll be right back.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
I don't know where my daughters are. All right, we are back, everybody, with the cast of Girls 5, Eva, Renee, Elise, Goldsberry, Sarah Bareilles, Busy Phillips, and Paula Powell. Renee, is it true that you had a crazy time performing at a mall?
Oh my God, how do you know that?
Well, I got tipped off.
Oh
I got
my
a
gosh,
hot
you
tip.
Got a hot tip. Yeah,
I was doing Hercules, the movie. Does anyone remember
yes.
Hercules movie? I think it's like coming back. I was not around to get like the job of singing on the actual movie, but they hired a couple of us really great talented singers to just kind of go and promote the movie, and they created a mall tour. And I thought it was amazing until somebody from high school was like, Renee Goldsberry? Renee Goldsberry?
And what did you say?
I was like, hi. Hi. Just do it, you know, local mall, you know? All right. Paula, you also had a very unique role when you were starting out. Is this true?
And yes. What was after it? College, I also did bunch of lottery commercials for the bingo scratch-off tickets.
Which I watched.
And
oh my
she
gosh.
Watched them. And that's me in the
right
picture.
Here. You guys.
I remember
beautiful.
Watching and this. And she was in Arizona, so it got really famous in Florida. And then I started getting calls for different states where they're like, we're going to do that campaign here.
They're like, we want your magic,
yeah.
man.
And the premise was that it was Agnes and her organ. And I had a big bouffant and a big purple evening gown. And I was at a Wurlitzer organ, and it was bingo scratch-offs. And I would go, B-I-N-G-O, B-I-N-G-O. And the guy would come to the camera and he'd go, if you buy the tickets, we'll stop Agnes from singing. And then something horrible would happen to me. The piano would fall.
Sarah, is it true that something about a storage unit and maybe you possibly writing your song there?
Oh. Yes, I did. I shared a storage unit rental and we had like a whole band set up. And that's where I wrote Love Song in that storage unit.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
Yes.
Thank God for that song.
Yeah. Yeah. It changed the world.
Well, speaking of storage, Busy, you recently cleaned out a storage unit with Mark.
Yes.
Her ex is a long time, we're long time collaborators. We did, he wrote Never Been Kissed.
Yeah.
He and Abby wrote, He's Just Not That Into You.
Yes.
We've worked together for so many years. Busy and I have known each other for so many years.
So many years.
And you are like the model co-parents. Ugh. Everyone was loving the storage unit clean out. Tell me everything. How was it?
I know. I like actually was thinking about you because we did have some Never Been Kissed DVDs and then we found some
posters from He's Just Not That Into You and things like that. And we went through this life together, together. We went through all of our boxes that we hadn't seen, honestly, since we split up. And we really were able to, oh no, I might cry. But we really were able to look at each other and say, like, look at this beautiful life that we had together. Mm-hmm. And this is so nice. And wouldn't it be nice if somebody else took it and brought it into their beautiful life? And we can move on. So that's all.
I know.
Okay, come sit with me.
Paula, get in here. Not only is that so cool, but it's so inspiring.
And listen, and here's the thing, like, I think that we get so, in this culture, especially in our world, like, we get so hemmed into the ideas of what family looks like and what relationships look like. And, like, it can be lots of things. Like, if anything, like, it can be a number of different, like, equations that equal family. Sarah's beautiful mom, stepmom and dad are backstage.
My entire family is backstage right now, divorced, remarried, best friends. And we really try to show up, you know, in love as best we can, knowing that it's gonna not be a straight line. You know, it will keep changing.
Oh, love is not a straight line. Is that a new single?
That needs to be a song. Somebody needs to call Tina Fey and tell her about that, because she keeps putting these wonderful things out into the world. And you know, I woke up with my daughters today to watch the original Mean Girls. Like, I love what, you know, what's being created out there, mm-hmm. talking about how family functions. Mm-hmm. And also, it's my favorite thing. It's laughs. Mm-hmm. That is the...
Absolutely. It's the healer.
It is the ultimate mm-hmm. healer.
She's
and so,
the healer.
Thank you. For
the
season
healer.
Three. We'll be right back, and I'm excited to share a very big, muscular, exciting guest we have coming up.
I love you.
Oh my.
We all have busy lives these days, and we don't want to waste a day recovering after a night out. That's why ZBiotics is the answer we've all been looking for. Their probiotic was invented by PhD scientists to tackle rough mornings after drinking. Here's how it works. When you drink, alcohol gets converted into a toxic byproduct in the gut. It's this byproduct, not dehydration, that's to blame for your rough next day. Pre-alcohol produces an enzyme to break this byproduct down. This is a proactive solution that wards off feeling miserable the next day instead of a reactive approach like drinking electrolytes or eating greasy food. Enhance your mornings with ZBiotics. Go to ZBiotics.com/CBS to get 15% off your first order when you use code CBS at checkout. ZBiotics is backed with a 100% money-back guarantee. So if you're unsatisfied for any reason, they'll refund your money. No questions asked. Remember to head to ZBiotics.com/CBS and use the code CBS at checkout for 15% off. Thank you, ZBiotics, for sponsoring this episode and our good times.
The spirit of performance is what defines Acura. And now, it's electric. Introducing the ZDX, Acura's most powerful SUV yet. Crafted using the same formula that brought them electrified supercars and multiple IMSA championships, the ZDX has track-tested performance that packs an energy all its own. Unlock the energy and order yours at Acura.com.
To tell you how excited I am for tomorrow's show.
I know why.
Why?
Two words, ready?
John Cena!
Yes. Remember when he was here last time? He showed up in a superhero costume last time. There he is right there.
That's right. It was like a hot fever dream of goodness, because he's so nice and he's such a good husband and his wife is so beautiful and he's such a heroic person. And I just love John Cena so much. And
same.
He's back
and who knows what he'll show up wearing this time. So tomorrow, John Cena is here.
I know. Well, we'll see you then.
We make the show for you. Hey, Prime members, you can listen to the Drew Barrymore Show podcast ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
The Hargan women seem to have it all.
From the outside looking in, we were blessed. My mom was amazing.
But as detectives would soon learn, there was a lot going on inside the Hargan household.
Ashley and I have been calling my mom and the house and Helen. Okay. No one's answering.
63-year-old Pamela Hargan gunned down in her own home. Her youngest daughter, Helen, lay dead upstairs.
Patrol, when they arrived, assumed or thought that there might have been a murder-suicide.
But for the detectives on the scene,
there were things about the scene itself that were concerning to us on day one.
Who would want to kill their mother and their little sister?
There is no boogeyman here. It is exactly who we think it is.
I'm Peter Van Sant from 48 Hours. This is Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings. Listen to Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings early and ad-free starting May 1st with a 48 Hours Plus subscription on Apple Podcasts.
Jon Stewart is back in the host chair at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. The Daily Show podcast has everything you need to stay on top of today's news and pop culture. You get hilarious, satirical takes on entertainment, politics, sports, and more from Jon and the team of correspondents and contributors. The podcast also has content you can't get anywhere else, like extended interviews and a roundup of the weekly headlines. Listen to The Daily Show, Ears Edition, wherever you get your podcasts.